Now, there's a great song. You can't beat Chicago, baby. All right, we certainly have had a lot of fun tonight. Charles McDaniel gave us some excellent insights as to back the early years of George Welsh and turning the program around back in those days. We also certainly enjoyed having Bobby call in studio. As usual, Bobby was great. We're going to definitely bring him back here soon. Habbo, you want to preview the upcoming weeks?
Yeah, before I do so, let's get Michael Teske just a quick update on the Friday night schedule in Charlottesville. Michael?
Big game and rivalry game in Charlottesville. Men's soccer team hosts Virginia Tech, 7 p.m. game at Klockner Stadium. Should be exciting.
Crush the Hokies.
Yeah, always, even if it's tiddlywinks, it's a big game against the Hokies. So next week, 6 o'clock, same time as always, 6 to 8 next week, we will have former Wahoo and New Orleans Saint great Jim Dombrowski will be our guest, along with the Sabres' Chris Wright. It's always good to have Chris on. He's got a lot of insights over there in Charlottesville since he stays in very close touch. Our injury report next week will be brought to us by Dr. David Nediff. And don't forget the Saturday night game, 6 o'clock, UNC. Also, we want you to go out and support our sponsors if you have an opportunity. If you're going out for dinner, go to Friday's or down to La Mer and support Carpool, Richmond BMW, LeClaire Ryan, all of the people that support us. We would appreciate your patronizing those establishments. Frank, final thoughts before we close for the evening.
Very excited about this game. The UVA-Carolina game is a tradition. I encourage all Cavalier fans to pack up the car, take the kids, take everybody.
A tradition like no other. No, that's the Masters, I'm sorry.
Well, it's pretty close. You know, UVA-UNC, pretty much transcends the almost anything else in Charlottesville.
Well, that used to, that used to be the rivalry. Certainly Virginia Tech is too, but and maybe more so now that Virginia Tech's in the ACC. But Carolina-Virginia, from a football perspective, that used to be the big game on the schedule.
Still is. I think if you ask Virginia football players and longstanding seat ticket holders, they will tell you the UVA-UNC game at home is the game.
Well, and hopefully on the road, too, but at home, and it really would be nice to maintain that, 28 years and 11 months. It's been a long dry spell for the Tar Heels in Charlottesville, and we'd like that to continue for another 2 years.
Absolutely.
So we thank our guests again. Look forward to next week, at which time we trust Frank Maloney will be feeling a little better. Michael Teske, thank you, as always, for your support and research and contributions. Thank you all for listening, and we will see you Charlottesville Saturday night for the game, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday, 6 p.m. for Who's Talking.
Go Who's.